Long ago, The Simpsons won adult audiences over to TV's animated sitcoms. Then came Family Guy, also on the Fox network, a little darker, a little edgier. But for four seasons now, wedged between that bombastic and sarcastic duo has been Bob's Burgers, created by Lauren Bouchard. The Emmy-winning animated sitcom revolves around the life of the Belcher family and their restaurant. The show's oddball characters, their tendency to burst into song, and a dead-on depiction of the pitfalls of puberty have won it a cult following. As the new season kicks off, we talk to Lauren Bouchard about the Belcher family's gentle and wacky dynamic. He says mean stuff just looks out of place in the show's script.
There's a sort of what I call the Archie Bunker urge in creating characters. And I can see it as a trap that you might want to, say, make your dad character intolerant. And then you could say, well, the son's coming out, he's gay. Isn't that going to be funny? They don't understand each other. But for us, all of us working on the show, I think it ends up being more funny to just assume that they accept each other, the members of this family, and that the conflict comes from elsewhere. Something more circumstantial, you know, Linda wants to go to a thing and Bob doesn't want to go, is funnier to me than one character doesn't fundamentally understand another character.
There are so many great female characters on the show, particularly the sisters, Tina Belcher, voiced by comedian Dan Mintz, a guy, and Louise Belcher, voiced by comedian Kristen Schaal. Give us a little thumbnail sketch of each of these two characters.
Louise is a great example of the sort of precocious child archetype. She is 9. She's the youngest, but we've written her, and Kristen easily plays her as often the sharpest person in the room. She's bored easily as a result and sort of creates her own entertainment in that classic trickster way.
All right, Andy. Ollie, you two and me are the only ones small enough to fit through that hole in the dumpster. I would go, but I'm masterminding this. So one
She's
of you two
should messing with people almost all the time. Tina, her older sister, is a yearning character. She wants. She wears her heart on her sleeve. She's 13, and she's right in the beginning hot zone of puberty. And so she is very focused on a certain amount of fantasy life that involves her and kissing and boys' butts.
I've started writing erotic friend fiction, using people at school and zombies.
Oh, do the janitor and the vice principal. I think they'd have beautiful children.
I did, and they don't.
I don't know why. I know it's because of Dan Mintz's voice. And I also kind of lose it every time I hear that character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny, you have actors or stand-up comedians like Dan Mintz, and I know other people who have appeared on the show, Aziz Ansari and Sarah Silverman, and their voices don't change all that much, if I'm being truthful, if I think about what their voices are like. Is that part of the draw to these particular actors, or is there something about working with comedians that really allows you some flexibility in this medium?
Both. I love working with comedians. They come to the gig with a practiced and honed ability to make you laugh using just their voice and a microphone. Secondarily, I would say we just try to cast people with interesting voices. Whether they're a stand-up or not, ultimately, you just want a voice that really, you know, cuts and feels really specific. So Aziz, for example.
This town might suck at Halloween, but not if you have this. I give you the treasure trail.
He doesn't have to change a thing. You just want exactly what he's born with.
The thing about the dialogue on the show is sometimes it feels like improv. Is it?
Yeah, we love improv. Improv is very useful for a couple reasons. One is the actors, when they say something that they're thinking of in the moment, they'll be more alive. You know, I mean, they're all great at reading a script, and they can give you a line read that sounds as fresh as you want, but I still think there's another gear. There's a little extra oomph in a performance when they're thinking of it, and maybe they're trying to make the other actors in the booth laugh. And then, of course, on top of it, we're working with very talented people who can improvise and can often say something funnier that we wouldn't necessarily have thought of in the script stage.
Lauren Bouchard, he's the creator of Bob's Burgers. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Pleasure. Thank you, Audie.